Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. And this morning, we're actually taping this from the Hyatt Lost Pines in Austin, Texas, at the FEI Group, formerly known as Floor Expo's National Convention. And with me today are Dave Giesling and Jay Smith, CEO and president in that order. Guys, I appreciate you having me down here. This is a very professional group of flooring contractors that focus on the builder and multifamily residential market. Dave, let me ask you, just in fill us in on, you know, for the listeners, exactly who FEI Group is.
Sure, Kemp. First of all, it's always nice to see you, and we appreciate you being here with us and enjoy your company very much. FEI Group was formerly, as you know, Floor Expo Incorporated. We started 11 years ago with a group of single-family residential flooring contractors to pursue opportunities in the areas of taking advantage of efficiencies and economies of scale that those individual contractors might enjoy working on a collaborative basis. And we rather quickly moved from using the Floor Expo brand to operating as Home Solutions because our footprint moved into selections and things of that nature that got outside of the core flooring business. And a few years later, in 2003, we brought together the largest multifamily residential flooring contractors under the banner of Multifamily Solutions and continue to run with that group. Both groups have about 50 members in the membership, so for a total of about 100 flooring members. And then last summer, we began working with the larger cabinet installing distributors across the country for the purpose of taking advantage of some of the experience and expertise and backbone that we have in place servicing the flooring contractors and bringing it to the cabinet arena under the brand of KBX, which is Kitchen and Bath Experts, really an abbreviation more than anything else. And it's been great to have all three of them here with us.
All right, and just real quick on the cabinet addition, I mean, that's a little bit of a diversity for you, but it's also, there's some commonality here. I mean, there's a good synergy in there.
No question about that. In fact, one of the catalysts that brought us into the cabinet business was the fact that we had a handful of members in the flooring groups that participated in a substantial way in the cabinet business. They had experience with us, and they had experience with that business arena and really brought the notion to us that we ought to explore aggregating some businesses in that segment in the same way we've done in flooring. And incidentally, you mentioned FEI Group earlier. We use FEI Group now because you can't be in the cabinet business and answer the phone Floor Expo. So there's a little bit broader scope of an umbrella in terms of the management company, but the same principles apply to what we're doing to add value to these businesses across all three segments.
Okay, thanks, Dave. And actually, you know, when you look on the supply side, you've got Armstrong that's both in the flooring business and in the cabinet business. So obviously it made sense from their perspective.
Absolutely.
All right, Jay, let me ask you this one. You know, let's look at this market for a minute. From the peak to trough in 05, it was a 1.8 million housing unit type of business, all the way down to 09, where it's roughly 400,000. That's a 75% drop. How have your members fared during this downturn?
Well, it's a mixed bag. Everything has changed. You know, I mean, a few years ago, it was Cadillacing. Everybody was happy, and taking an order was very easy to do. Today, their businesses are smaller. I mean, just as you said, you can't exist in a market that's off 75-80% peak to trough and not be a smaller company. But I'm very happy to say and report that the vast majority of both Floor Expo members and the new cabinet group, KBX members, are here. And they're fighting, and they're lean, mean, ready to fight, and ready to build on the recovery we see coming. But they weren't immune. I don't mean to communicate that, but they're positive here. I mean, you've seen them the last couple of days here. They're fired up. They're positive. And I think the most important thing I want to say is they are looking at what the market is giving them and looking at how to attack that. And we would like to think we're playing a good role in helping them both see the opportunities that are there and come up with ways to help them capitalize on those new changes.
And if you look at your organization, I mean, I know there's been one or two maybe shakeouts, but your market coverage has maintained strong. You still have the same market coverage, right?
Our share is probably very similar to what it's been back in 05, 06. We did lose a couple of good members to the market conditions, and that has put us in a position that we've not been in for several years, and that is we're looking for a few good men and women out there. In certain select markets, we will be adding top contractors in a few markets around the country due to what you just mentioned. But fortunately for us and for our members, that's been the exception, not the rule.
Well, we're toward the end of some of these meetings, and I've enjoyed sitting in there. And one of the things that came out, I want to talk in a minute about the executive panel, but one of the things that came out is when people say, where are we in this whole Great Recession? There's no doubt that we're at the bottom. We're headed back up. What do you think recovery is going to look like?
Well, you heard us say it today. We kind of feel like, you know, is it the bottom is a question that's so 2 months ago. You know what I mean? It's really all the factors. You know, starts are up, sales are up, existing home sales are up. Pricing has shown firmness, it being up the last 3 months in the Case-Shiller program. So money is still cheap. A lot of signs are pointing that we have hit that bottom. But the question today is not, are we at the bottom? Is what does this thing look like? You heard a lot of smart people today talk about it. And all our analysis points to us agreeing with them is that it's going to be a bumpy recovery in the early going, transitioning into a more steady recovery and not looking anything like it did in the 2005-2006. That's not what we're planning for. We're planning for a more moderate, steady growth rate after a couple of years of chop, if you will, coming off this bottom. That's what we're looking at.
Let me mention one of the things that you did that I think is very smart is you had some pretty sharp executives from this industry come and actually talk to your group. And you had, I mean, Tom Lape, president of Mohawks Residential. You had Ralph Bowe, president of all of BoU. Kim Holm, who's president of Mannington Residential Business. And Frank Reddy, who's senior VP of Armstrong. And then one of your cabinet leaders, Shannon Watson, was in there. And you asked them that same question. And I think the consensus was generally about the same, that sometime, hopefully around 2011, that the size of this housing market will be back up to maybe the 1.2 million pace.
That's exactly right. That was the consensus. And those guys, you know, we have them on the panel for a reason. They're the brightest guys in our business. They run great companies. And I might add, they're great partners to us. And they know that we have to add value to what they do. And that's why they spend their valuable time here with us, asking and answering questions from our members. So, yeah, I wouldn't argue with what they say. I think, as we say, a couple of years of chop and then it kind of return. The thing we have going for us, I think, Kemp, is that we've not built houses essentially for 2.5 years. So there ought to be pent-up demand there once we eat through this inventory, fight through the foreclosures that are definitely in the pipeline. There is a return to health there, and especially when you think about this millennial generation, or the echo boomers, if you will, call them what you want, are at least the equal of the boomers in numbers, and a lot of experts will indicate that it slightly exceeds that in numbers. So hang in there, move to where the target has moved, and which you heard us talking about today. Be leaner and meaner than you've ever been before, and brighter days are out there on the horizon as it relates to multi and builder. That's what we think.
Well, I got to tell you, they hear all that, and I've talked to some of them during lunch and during some of these breakouts, and their tone is upbeat. I mean, they see that they've survived, and now you're working through, and I think this is very astute. You guys are working through what the ramp-up's going to look like and what the financial drain might be and trying to be able to handle that business. And so you're helping them plan for the future.
Yeah, and specifically, we're launching a program we call Project Benchmark Version 2010. Financial excellence, where we're going to take a deep dive, literally going into their operating income statement on a confidential, private basis, but where we're going to actually aggregate those metrics, share them with the group, so that an individual member, say in St. Louis, will be able to see, well, my SG&A ranks me in the 80th percentile of all FEI group. I need to work on that. You know what I mean? And right down to literally going into what are you paying for phones, rent, all the way down to net operating income. So we're going to help them define health. Do you know what I mean? Literally define what it means to be lean and mean coming out of this conference. And that was a big hit at this conference, by the way.
Well, I got to tell you, we do a top 100 list in Floor Focus every year, and your membership is an illustrious group. I mean, they're usually out of the top 100. They're usually 15 to 20 of your membership that's in there. So it's a sharp group.
You know, it's been a challenging time for us too. But one of the things that we feel really great about every day is the folks that we associate with. Our members are, and you mentioned how positive they are. That's no accident. These are positive people. These are capable people. We think it's the finest people running the finest businesses in flooring, and that is probably the single biggest thing that we're proud of, Dave and I.
All right, so we're about to wrap up this meeting. I appreciate you spending some time with us. Just tell us real quick, tonight you've got a fun thing now that everybody's worked hard today. Dave, why don't you tell us a little bit about what's going on tonight?
Well, we're going down to Stubbs Barbecue, right down to the thick of Austin, and Jay's spent some time with the group. This city is known for its live music. I think had an epic concert this weekend with Pearl Jam. You know, we put a couple of hard days in at conference like this and grind these folks wire to wire and get a lot of good information into them and a lot of good information out of them to act on going forward. And we need to spend some time having a little bit of fun, too. So we're looking forward to it. Got a good live band that'll be performing for us. It's going to be a great time.
All right. We've been talking to Jay Smith and Dave Giesling about the FEI Group's National Conference in Austin, Texas. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.